brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM Community Talk Radio with a certain little bite. For the North State, our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:06 in the morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Still fighting off the last traces of a cold, but otherwise okay.
It makes me wonder, you know, after I'm here, I just turned down somebody's, did I just turn down your, I turned down the wrong one. Well, I keep turning this, I probably turning down somebody else's, volume.
See, that's the last thing you want to do first thing in the morning is play with somebody's volume.
Okay, I turned down my volume now. Okay, now I'm okay.
Less your own.
It's true. It's true. How you doing, hon?
I'm great.
You look great
today.
It's
a beautiful day.
Today is going to be.
We have a full day. We're going to send you down in just a minute to,
Haven Humane.
Haven Humane, and you're going to get to see a tour of the new facility.
Yeah, I'm going to take people through there and, talk to the veterinarians, talk to the people like
and
that.
And you'll be calling in.
Yeah, it's a regular, once a month we have Haven Humane on and with their, with the latest stuff, what's going on with them and what we can do to.
Do you know, I hope that I'd like to hear that they did finally get the three-legged dog adopted.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, I mean, he was a trippy dog in the first place. And, you might want to go check out his, up to a couple days ago, his picture was still on our website.
I know, they didn't send me the newest photo. So I think maybe we're just leaving it up there until we get him adopted.
And you may sound, this sounds, a little Carson-esque. And for those of you who were probably
Carson-esque,
I just think it's like, are you kidding? They're like, pa-dum-bum. No, we're not kidding. And this is a darling dog. They bring in a dog every week. And again, I can't remember his name, but he was really a cute dog. And they were saying that, after the leg was removed, it totally helped this dog's disposition. So, he's
a happy dog.
I think he should be a therapy dog.
You know, it could be, you know what? What a great, great, you know, something to show, you know, people that are in, you know, especially kids and stuff that they're in the hospital and stuff. And here comes a dog who's got three legs and just, you know what? Dog doesn't know any better except it's in less pain than it ever has been. So it runs around, it sits, it does everything. I mean,
well, it's wonderful, which brings to mind, before we go into our next segment here, which brings to mind, like last night we were watching Dancing with the Stars and there is a ballroom dancer whose leg was blown off in the bomb. I mean, how else are you going to say it? She lost the limb.
She lost the lower part of her left leg in the Boston bombing.
And her life is about dancing. So it just shows that the last couple times that we've watched Dancing with the Stars, it shows her in her recovery and what she's planning on doing, and she still continues to dance. It's a heartwarming story. Well, speaking of heartwarming, what is happening with our funds? Where are we going? And we have our experts every morning here from Wells Fargo, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda and Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 80 points at 14,739. The S&P 500 is negative 6 at 1587. And the NASDAQ is negative 4 at 3302. Active stocks today include Sirius Radio up 9 cents at $3.16. And Bank of America down 16 cents at $12.22. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is down 21 cents at $17.15. And Exo Group is up 4 cents at $11.26. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices this morning, which has brought the 20-year the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.85%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 77 cents at $93.73. Gold is down a dollar at $1,466. And silver is down 6 cents at $24.10. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on with the Market Minute, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Stop on by Park Marina Drive where their offices are and give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. So much going on. And unless you follow this all the time, you're going to need some assistance. And they're the people that can help you.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about a couple weather advisories. Plus, on this day in history, you're not going to believe there's two things that happen on this day in history that I think is going to rock your world a little bit. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year Treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85.
It's Jamboree time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th, this year will be special. 2013 marks the 75th anniversary of the start of construction on Shasta Dam, and it's the city's 20-year anniversary. The Jamboree kicks off with a Friday night car show and cruise, and on Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the big parade, and take part in a special afternoon at Claire Engel Park, featuring music, vendors, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So pack up the family, it's Jamboree time again.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips or drops, you've got what it takes. So be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. On Tuesday, we'll be at Haven Humane. We're going to be talking to Mark Story and the people that work at Haven Humane, including the veterinarians and everybody that helps out there. Find out what Haven Humane does for our society and our community. That's Tuesday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. 56 degrees in the downtown studios. This is the last day of the month. I always just, it just blows my mind how quickly time is flying. I'm sure. Bob, you said there was a wind advisory today. Could you share with us what you're seeing there?
Well, that's right, Linda. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory, from morning through about noon, through noon tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour, gust to 45. That's going to be along the west side of the Sacramento Valley. And that'll be happening through, as we said, midday tomorrow. That includes Redding, Chico, all the way south. A couple of things are going to be happening. Difficult driving conditions, so if you got a high-profile vehicle, be aware of that. Also means that even at this time of year, we've got a fire hazard as the vegetation dries out. So please be very, very mindful. And like I said, gusts up to 45 miles an hour.
Thank you. I wanted to share with you, I pulled up April 30th today just because for no particular reason. I just wanted to find out what happened on this day in history. And there were some very, very, momentous. Make it up. Jesus of Nazareth was crucified on this day.
Oh.
On April 30th.
Oh.
Yeah. King Louis IV of France was ransomed for $1 million in 1250. In 1803, the U.S. purchased the Louisiana Territory from France for $15 million. In 1812, Louisiana was admitted to as the 18th United States, mm-hmm. U.S. state.
Right.
And in 1889, George, of course, Washington became the first U.S. national holiday in 1889. In 1900, Hawaii was organized as an official U.S. territory. And in 1930, the Soviet Union proposed a military alliance with France and Great Britain.
Bonuses like this, Bob? Is this true? Do they get bonuses? I mean, they're talking like $23,000 a piece for three staff members received a top payment of $23,000 each.
Hadn't heard of a bonus like that. I do know that under certain conditions, say people in the Forest Service who do something exceptional above and beyond may get $100 here and there, but nothing along those lines. I'd love that.
Well, it's $2.2 million in bonuses that they're holding back, saying that they're going to use this to help reduce the backlog. First of all, people are getting paid bonuses for making the backlog bigger. That's what it says. So then now they're going to withhold that bonus to help pay this down. But in other words, they were rewarding them for keeping the backlog as high as it was and maybe even adding on to it. Yes, great. Good idea, Veterans Administration. Super idea. The number of disability claims pending for longer than 125 days has jumped from less than 200,000 to nearly 500,000 in 1 year. Does that tell you anything, my friends? The government cares. Oh, yeah, I care. President Obama and Michelle. Oh, we care about our veterans. We care. No, you don't. You don't care. Let's go to the phones. Don?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know the Bureau of Reclamation and most government agencies do pay bonuses to their employees?
Do they? Since, you know, for paying bonuses to government employees, for some reason, I didn't see that. You know, I mean, I don't...
And not just for safety, you know, goals. They pay them bonuses for performance, bonuses for attendance. They get all kinds of bonuses. Oh. Where's my bonus?
Here's what?
I guess.
Where's your bonus?
Said, where's my bonus?
Oh, your bonus is that you're still on the air. There's your bonus.
I knew you were going to say that.
Don Shulman Show, 10 a.m. till noon on Sundays. Yeah. No, this just shows me that this is just, there's something really wrong about this. People have been talking about this, you know, about the backlog and all of the claims for years. And it's just been getting worse. And all this time they've been paying the top dogs their bonuses. And, you know, we remain confident that the VBA senior executives are dedicated to our nation's veterans and they will continue to lead our drive toward VA's goal, eliminating the claims backlog in 2015. Wrong. They've been paying them bonuses not to do it. You know, frankly, this, of all the things that I've seen or read, you know.
This has your blood boiling?
This does. Because there's people out there that are dying right now. Dying because they can't get their claims through, or they've been returned for a minuscule error, or they just don't really give a damn.
Where are the reporters?
Are the people that are standing there when it's big news like this, withholding bonuses? Why isn't somebody why isn't Diane Sawyer saying VA our veterans are being given a bad time? They're not being treated fairly by our government. Where do you see that? Well, you're not going to. Anyway, Don, I don't know if you're still there, but he's gone. All right.
Thanks for the call, Don.
Yeah. You know what? This is just, okay. One other thing here. Abalone hunters. We have people that we know that go after abalone. They've had three divers in separate incidents going after abalone have died.
Drowned. Why?
Well, they're saying is that, powerful rip currents were out there when they were going into the water And a low tide drew the divers to beaches, and then the tide took them out. The current took them out, the riptide.
I wonder
and they
if
all it, drowned.
Were they seasoned? Well, I wonder if they were seasoned one was, abalone.
One was 66, one was 36.
Whoa.
And the last one, they don't know who he is. They just
our friends, it's a ritual. They go out a couple times a year. They watch the tides. They leave. They you know, I think they cling onto rocks. I'm not sure they go.
They don't go. Yeah, but still, if the tide catches them there or the current catches them, it'll take them straight out. Anyway, got to take a break. Carl and DeBott. KCNR 1460. You know, your government at work. Backlog. Let's have a million cases backlogged. At the VA, and let's get bonuses for those top officials. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goals. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, at 941-3021 or on the web at jrdebtconsult.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
I just had to hear a little bit of this. Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. Welcome and wake up. 56 degrees here. It is the last day of April. And what are your plans for May? Wow. Lots of things coming up in the beautiful month of May. I'm sure people are planting. They're thinking of their gardens, their Mother's Day. May is a beautiful time and things are in bloom. Trying to get our stuff focused. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Inside of Tobacco and Brew is a wonderful place to get your coffee beans, by the pound, by the half pound, however you like it. You can do a mix or you can go in there and do a sniff test with an array of different coffee beans, and the girls there will help you grind it to your specification, and it's all really good stuff. Go in there and get your hot mocha, your cold mocha, you know, their drink of the month, And Tobacco and Brew has great prices on wine and all your tobacco needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive. So, Bob, you've been having allergies.
Yes, apparently so, on both before, during, and after having a cold at the same time. So
well,
that was real exciting.
Tis the season, for allergies, as we all know. And, I know that you, we were talking about this, there's been a real problem with Apple. Can we talk about that for a little bit?
As far as?
The new Apple that came out, well, it was about 6 months ago. I don't know, it was Apple 5.
Oh, the iOS 5.
Yes.
Okay.
And so,
the iPhone 5.
And they were talking about an implosion. There was rumor that there was an implosion within the Apple organization itself.
One of the lead programmers, and I don't have the story in front of me, one of the lead programmers, yes, was an extremely abrasive individual who has since departed the company, but, ever since, of course, the death of Steve Jobs and the symbolism that he brought to Apple, of course, Jobs helped found the company, then was sort of nudged out. The company went in the tank. He came back, brought back his force of personality, some would almost say a cult force, and took the company back into, led them up to the beginning of basically revolutionizing how we do portable computing. You know, the smartphone had been around since the BlackBerry, but it took Apple to make it right. Tablet computers had been around, but it took Apple to come up with how to get people to use it. And they basically revolutionized the portable computing industry. So now that Steve Jobs is gone, Apple's kind of struggling a bit. iOS 5 had a lot of problems. Their biggest disaster, of course, was severing their ties with Google and trying to go their own way on their mapping application, which, of course, was just an absolute disaster. And has given the Android operating system a big leg up. So I use both. In fact, I use Windows, I use Apple, I use Android. I even use some Linux depending on my needs. So I think that we're seeing the consumers kind of reassert themselves. Yeah, but I think that Apple is struggling a bit. They're going to lose some market share, but I don't think they're going to go away.
Okay, so your top choice, if somebody was going to go out today and have to buy a tablet...
I would go nowhere near Windows 8. I am sorry. It is a mess. The users in the field, the Windows 8 tablets, the Surface tablets, have managed to pick up, maybe 4 to 5% of the market. Microsoft was so smug thinking that they were gonna, as they did with the PC market, let everybody else make the mistakes, then swoop in and dominate it. They have not been able to do that because Windows 8, which was supposed to be this unifying platform between desktops and tablets and phones, hasn't been able to get any foothold at all. If I was to go out and buy a PC but still wanted to do Windows applications, I would pick up a MacBook and have a Windows operating system installed on it so you could do both. I like the way the Apple operating system works as far as their computers go.
Well, I have to share with our listeners and with you that this times are changing. I don't know how ready I am for that quote, like times are a changing. I mean, they have been ever since that I've been hearing that. But just in the last year, okay, so just maybe last month, I think it was, or 3 weeks ago, I went out of town and did a girls' trip, went overnight to a friend's house in Mount Shasta. But all my girls pulled out Apple books and just pulled them out of their purse and started sharing pictures of their grandkids, recipes. Oh my God, they loved it. They were getting email. This little book, what are they called? Tablets.
Yeah, well, the iPad, yes.
The iPad tablet. Everyone had one. And I just felt like I don't have one. I guess I'm fighting that I just don't want everything in my life to be about an electronic gadget.
Well, you have to kind of find that balance. Some people live with them. Some people try to shut them out completely. You got to kind of find that balance.
Love to hear from you whether, you know, how much is that leading your life? We're going to take a break here, KCNR 1460.
From the The Fox Business Network stocks are lower as investors weigh an earnings miss from Pfizer and upbeat reports on the U.S. economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down almost 80 points. Meanwhile, News Corporation shareholders will get their say on the company's proposed split June 11th. In a special meeting, shareholders will get the chance to cast their vote on the plan to separate the existing conglomerate into a publishing and entertainment company. News Corp's board has already unanimously approved the split. News Corp is the parent company of the Fox Business Network. And the economic recession in Italy has produced an unforeseen side effect, a severe national shortage of pizza makers. According to FIPE, an Italian federation, there's a shortage of 6,000 pizzaioli. FIPE says efforts to recruit Italian pizza makers have fallen short, even though youth unemployment in the country is 35%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Would you like the comfort of knowing your retirement assets will earn a minimum of 4% guaranteed? After losing 25% this past year, gold no longer seems to be the safe place for your hard-earned assets. And if you don't want to risk losing your nest egg in the stock market, then consider purchasing an annuity guaranteeing a minimum 4% interest. With an annuity, you may not have to pay taxes until you withdraw the money. The 10-year treasury pays only 1.69%. This 5-year annuity pays more than double that with less volatility. If you have $200,000 or more and want safe returns, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. If you want your hard-earned retirement assets to earn a minimum 4% backed by a major insurance company without the risk of the stock market, call Tom Wood at 244-7526 for more information.
Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License Number 0B85.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we roll down the highway. On the road again, we're the best of friends.
How many of you remember where you were? Does the, you know how songs can conjure up just visuals? There's nothing better than hearing a song and, oh, it reminds me of the summer. I was driving here. I was there. I remember that's when I hit my finger with a hammer. I don't know. But today is Willie Nelson Day. That's right. They attribute today. He's going to actually turn 80 on Tuesday, which is today. Willie Nelson turns 80. Isn't that weird? You know, born in Abbott, Texas.
Yes, but he's always looked 80.
He was born in Abbott, Texas on this day. And let's see, gosh, his major love throughout his life has been to sing and play his guitar. We know that he's been through several wives and not has had much time spent with his children, so they say. Not that he didn't want to, but the call of the road has been all too powerful for the bandana-wearing singing cowboy. I got to see him in concert. Let me tell you, he's the guy that passes the Jack Daniels bottle around and everybody drinks out of it. he loves nothing better than traveling on the bus. And he is. He, you know, he's the guy that you see on stage is who you see off stage. He's a really very likable guy and he's been through the mill. He looks it. He's got every road map on his face, you know. His dedication though to his life is to the plight of the American farmer. Every year, Willie leads the Farm Aid benefit to raise money to help the poor farmers who've just, you know, lost so much in their farming conglomerates and the big government. He is no stranger to big government. He's the only American to have owed, get this figure, folks, $32 million in back taxes and paid every penny he owed. You have to respect the man for that, including penalties and interest. So who knows how much that all equated to. And he almost lost his Texas ranch, his bus, and everything he owned. But as we know, he just kept going on the road again. Willie Nelson turns 80 today. And if Bob can find it, there is a wonderful tribute that Paul Harvey did for the farmer that just, I heard it once, saw it on TV a few times, on television a few times, and then we saw it at the Red Bluff Roundup where they projected it up on the big screen. And every time it reminds me of my coal mining family. It reminds me of my roots back in Iowa. It reminds me of the Americans that created this country that came from other parts of harsh parts of Europe that had to come here and create our America, our beautiful America, and work with their hands and the farmers and the toil and the Okies.
Well, Linda, this area up here, Northern California, we're a rural area. Our roots are in the soil. Yes, we have a lot of timber and mining, things like that, but from here on south, farming is what made this state great. Not the people sitting in the cities and commuting to work and living in their little cubicles. It was the farmers who made this state great. And of course, what you're referring to is the Dodge Ram commercial that played at the Super Bowl featuring a piece done by Paul Harvey. And with your permission, we'll go ahead and fire
Please,
that off.
Let's
it runs
do
about
it.
2 minutes.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die. And dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh, and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Go out and enjoy.
What can you possibly add to that?
What it is to know that there's beauty in nature and the things around you. Give thanks today. Be kind to your neighbor. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Casey and our 1460 on a happy note. Yeah.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
This is Army Command Sergeant Major retired Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Having a hard time finding ammunition for your CCW training? NFI can supply your ammunition for your NRA-certified personal protection course. 16 county sheriff's departments have selected NFI to train their residents in concealed carry. NFI is passionate about training, safety, and is committed to American liberties. Read our reviews at NorCalFI.com, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
It's Damboree time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th will be very special this year. 2013 is the city's 20-year anniversary and the 75th year since the start of construction on Shasta Dam. Events kick off with a Friday night car show and cruise and finish with Sunday's garden fair. Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the parade, and attend a special afternoon in Clairangle Park featuring vendors, music, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So ready the family for three fun-filled days in the city of Shasta. That's the link.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. It's a community talk radio. We try to keep you abreast of everything that's happening. This is brought to you by Crown Motors Live. I mean, Crown Motors, this is a Crown Motors Live read. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors Reading, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, and Lincoln Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas. Carl's going to love this. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in all of their vehicles. Give them a call or stop by today on Cypress Avenue. That's in Reading. And the number's 223-2177 for that great deal. Let's go now. Let's talk about live. This is a live, full live, with Carl on location. Where are you and what's going on?
Hey, I'm at Haven Humane. I'm with Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane out here. And Mark's on the line with me. I came in and the first thing that happened is I got licked to death by, Mark's pets.
Oh.
It looks like a lab and a pit bull. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Good to have you on site.
Well, it is. You know, one of the things before we even, started talking about, hey, maybe we take a tour here so I can kind of, I can kind of describe everything that you have here, is the fact that, there was an article the other day in the paper, and it was about the pity party where you're adopting out pit bulls. And the comments from the nameless, faceless, anonymous, attackers almost with the verve of a, of jackals there, started the attacks on you, personal attacks, about because you wanted to have pit bulls adopted. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I would love to. First, I want to explain the process of how we put a dog up for adoption, whether it's a pit bull or a chihuahua or a Labrador. We have years of experience temperament testing dogs. We temperament test the dogs and we decide, first of all, are they available for adoption? Once we decide that they're an adoptable animal, we decide, okay, what kind of family should they go into? What's the perfect family for them? Is it kids of all ages, 5 and up, 8 and up, 12 and up, adults only? We're not going to put a dog, regardless of breed, that's an adult-only dog into a family with kids. We're just not going to do it. The other thing that's really important to understand is pit bulls like Labradors and Rottweilers and Shepherds and Dobermans are big, strong, high-energy dogs. And they're not going to fit into every family, and that's something that unfortunately didn't make the story. So we have every confidence that any of our dogs that are in the Morgan Adoption Center that are available for adoption are going to be good with the families that we say that they're going to be good with. We want to match them, and we want to put them into a home that's going to be a forever home. So we want the best match for the dog and for the family.
Well, you know, one of the things that was said in the various comments, the article was a good article. And what the comments were saying is that they're bred to be like this. They can't, even though people have had pit bulls, they can't be trusted. No matter what you say, it's almost they're accusing you of criminal behavior. And, in these comments, again, anonymous, this is what they do. They would never even think of coming up to you and saying anything like that. But then when they're safe in the anonymity of making little comments from the basement of their mother's home, after drinking their Red Bull, they're alive like this. But they accused you of almost of criminal behavior here. I mean, you're new here. You took over as the CEO of Haven Humane. But I would hope that your predecessor, Ray John, might have mentioned something like this, that don't expect everybody to love you here.
Yeah, no, and it was the same down in Tehama County when I was down there. The trolls on the forums are going to say stuff, and, we're always going to have a target because we're in animal care, and unfortunately there's going to be people that are going to disagree with us, and that's fine. They can have their own opinion of it. The biggest thing is with pit bulls in particular is, yes, some of them were bred for fighting, but a lot of them were bred to be used in farms and to be family companions. And in the 1900s, they were America's dog. They were everywhere, and that's why they're so bred today. The other thing is when a dog comes in, it's got that bowling ball-shaped head, we're going to designate them as a pit bull mix. If you DNA test them, they're going to come out. They may have no pit bull in them. I have a poster in the Morgan Adoption Center I'll show you when we walk through that shows a bunch of dogs that all look like pit bulls, but three of them have a little bit of pit bull in them, and that's it. I had my dog DNA tested. You're looking at her, Carl. She looks like a pit bull. You'd call her a pit bull. She's got about 25% pit bull. The rest is corgi, basset hound, and greyhound, and you wouldn't pick any of that because the DNA is such a small percentage makes up what they look like. So, they're not fighting dogs. Are they used for fighting? Yes, but a dog can be used for anything, and any dog put in a bad situation can do damage. It's just any bigger dog is going to do more damage, which people need to understand whenever they bring one into their home, regardless of what breed they are.
Right now I'm having my elbow licked off by the pit bulls. Well, I guess the part is that you in your heart believe that, you in your heart would not, you would not let a dog go if you thought it was in any way dangerous to a family. And to condemn an entire breed because of incidents that have happened. And I know that, something you said is that it's the owners you have to take a look at.
Well, can I interrupt here? Can you both hear me?
Sure.
Okay. I think that we as a society need to be educated because even up at the dog park, they'll say dangerous breeds are not allowed. well, there's a handful of what are considered to be dangerous breeds. And so the common, I would be among those that would be like, oh, a pit bull. You start thinking about an aggressive, there's other breeds as well that were bred to be aggressive. And so it's, you're in fear automatically. It's like if you see, you know, like they say that's why maybe black dogs are harder to adopt because what is it about the black dog syndrome? We talked about this up with the, you know, people who are just of all walks of life that come for a commonality about taking their dogs. What is it? How do we need to be educated about the fact that, you know, it really does depend on how they're raised? Even though, you know, just like with a dog that is, you know, has in its blood that's bred to be a herder, they'll always have that, but that doesn't mean that they can't be tame and live in a house, probably not an apartment dog, but that we need to know that this is the breed comes with a certain kind of, already bred into them, but then how do you educate us that we don't have to be in such fear?
Well, every dog, like every person, is an individual, and that's the biggest thing. And yes, some breeds are bred for certain things. To say that every pit bull that you see was bred for fighting is just completely inaccurate, because that's not what they were bred for. The majority of them were bred to be family companions. They're very loyal and loving. So people need to look at them as individuals. And Carl, like you were saying, I would not adopt out an animal that I had any second thoughts about, period. And that's why we put the age limits on it, because we do want to take that extra step and say, you know, I don't know that I want this dog to go to a family. I want this dog to be adults only and no small kids. That being said, I don't think anybody should leave any small kid with any dog, regardless of their temperament, regardless of their breed, because the kid could put the dog into a situation that the dog may feel it needs to defensively bite, and that's not a good situation. And any dog, regardless of breed, put in that situation may react in a way that you're not expecting.
Okay, our guest is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Mark. And then we're going to take a little tour through Haven Humane.
That's great.
If you haven't been here in a long time, we're going to go to the new Morgan Adoption Center.
Wonderful, and the staff is doing a great job there. And Mark, we love your coming by the station here. So we'll find out about some of the stories of the dogs that have been adopted, and we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog your drains and sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, log on to ReadingUtilities.com. That's ReadingUtilities.com. This message has been funded by the City of Reading Public Works Department.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody who has a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences, so give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com if you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work and corning to make it more truck-friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Reading plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride, Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. I love you guys on the chat pack, by the way. Many of you out to tend your garden this morning. I always say if you tend your garden, you tend your life. So thank you so much for being in the KCNR.com chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. By the way, I always think about having your air conditioning and your heating checked on a twice a year, like you would change the oil in your car. We just recently had it, checked, and it was wonderful to have the filters replaced. Our place to go to is Alliance Heating and Air with their old-fashioned values. I love the fact that they put the covers on the shoes and they come in, they crawl into the house. They found out things, you know, like this needed to be oiled, that needed to be changed. We did this, we did that. It was really nice to have them do that. Please give them a call at 221-2642. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Let's get back to our live on location spot. Carl is out at Haven Humane with Mark Story. What's going on?
Hi, honey. We're back. I'm sitting in Mark's office. And, you know, one of the questions we had asked and talked about earlier was the little dog, CJ, CK or CJ, the three-legged dog.
The three-legged dog. What happened?
Yeah. Well, as of yesterday, he was still here.
Okay.
He needs to be adopted.
He's a special guy. And I think he would be the poster dog that could go to where people have maybe lost a limb or are going through losing something, and this dog being just kind of like fight for your life type of energy.
Yeah, and it is. And he, for people that are suffering adversity, you know, I can see as a service dog him being used that way. But Regis, who was a pit bull that came into our show on Friday, was adopted Saturday.
Yep.
So that was down at your pet adoption show.
Yeah, we went to Love Your Pet Expo on Saturday. It was great. We did a lot. CJ was out there too. Unfortunately, CJ didn't get a home, but he showed really well. But Regis did get a home, which was great. And we actually found a home for four kittens too. So the show was great, and we had a lot of animals microchipped and rabies vaccinations and licenses. So it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, that was one of the dogs CJ, right? CJ was, you know, was a dog that you all had been brought to you all. And the one leg was so badly damaged that you tried to fix it and tried to fix it but couldn't. And finally they removed the leg at the shoulder. And from then on, he flourished. There was no pain anymore. And he was missing a limb, but animals sometimes don't, I don't think they dwell on those kind of things. It's just, can I get vetted? Is my pet in me? And how's life? That kind of thing.
Yes, CJ is great. And really, the leg was a hindrance. So when it's gone, now he's like, hey, I'm mobile again. I mean, it doesn't slow him down at all. He has no idea that he's any different than any other dog and could care less about it. So, yeah, he's a great dog. And we got donations too. Pay for the amputation of the leg, which was fantastic. So the community really stepped up and helped out. Now we just need to find a home for him.
Well, what else is happening today? What's a typical day? What are we going to see next with Carl down at Haven Humane?
Well, next we'll go to our spay neuter clinic because right now the line is out there and they've got a bunch of spay neuters that they're getting lined up to get started with. And they'll be going from about 9 to 1 with spay neuters. They'll probably start at about 8:30, actually, to start spaying and neutering. And they'll spay and neuter anywhere from, 30 to 40 to 50 animals in a day with the two vets. And then once that's done, they go to lunch, and then they come back and they start seeing low-income clients.
All right.
And also shelter animals.
Okay.
So
we're going to take a break now. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He says chemical weapons were used in Syria, but did they cross a red line President Obama once drew?
It's important for us to do this in a prudent way.
That from a White House news conference that's still going on. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The president not suggesting any agenda for this quickly called news conference, instead simply taking questions. The first focusing on suspicions. Chemical weapons have been used in Syria's civil war.
But we don't know how they were used, when they were used, who used them. We don't have a chain of custody.
President Obama repeating a warning that the use of chemical weapons would be a game changer, but stopped short of detailing wider U.S. intervention. Dave.
Now, Jared, in Syria today, a powerful bomb hit the capital, Damascus, killing 13, injuring 70, the day after the prime minister narrowly escaped an assassination attempt. A roadside bombing in Afghanistan killed 3 NATO coalition troops. No word yet if they are Americans. The Florida man charged with murder and the shooting death of a teenager while on neighborhood watch. Back in court today, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Dave George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watchman from outside Orlando who claims he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense, tells the judge he's not going to seek immunity before the start of his trial next month through the Florida Stand Your Ground law.
Is it your decision not to file the pretrial immunity motion?
Now, Zimmerman tells the judge yes, though it's far away from the courtroom microphone. It doesn't mean Zimmerman's attorneys can't use the Stand Your Ground law at trial or claim a more traditional self-defense, however, Dave.
Evan, the Mississippi man initially charged with sending poison letters to President Obama and a U.S. senator wants the government to repair his house left uninhabitable after the search, and Paul Kevin Curtis wants his legal bills paid. Americans are more optimistic about the economy. Consumer confidence rose this month from March as home prices also rose again in February, but on Wall Street, the Dow's down 34 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
First came the public meeting where the boss chose Jan's project over David's. Then came the private confrontation. David accused Jan of undermining him, going behind his back, sabotaging his team. Jan replied by quietly gathering her material and returning to her office. It took about an hour, but David showed up. "I believe my solution is better," he said, "but my reaction wasn't. You played fair, and you won. I apologize." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Anger is a great tool for stoking fires, but a poor way to douse them. Given the chance, hot tempers usually cool down. The right response to an angry colleague may be no response at all in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Again, President Obama is holding a news conference now at the White House. He addressed Syria. He has also said Russians have been very cooperative with the U.S. since the Boston Marathon bombings. There are still some suspicions, though, between the two countries' intelligence agencies. He also addressed the attack on the U.S. consulate last year that left 4 Americans dead in Libya. And he says, as for the investigation,
to make sure that U.S. embassies, not just in the Middle East, but around the world, are safe and secure. And to bring those who carried it out to justice.
Now, the president said he was not aware of this report.
Fox News has also learned that 3 employees at the State Department and another at the CIA are preparing to come forward with information about the attack, despite what one attorney for one of those employees says have been clear threats made by the administration.
That's Fox's Doug Luzay of the State Department says some are playing politics with Benghazi. A man on a motorcycle taken out by the Israeli military in Gaza. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither explains why live in Jerusalem.
An Israeli aircraft attacked the man on the motorcycle while he was riding in Gaza. The motorcyclist was killed and 2 people wounded. Israel believed the man was a top-ranking militant from an Al-Qaeda-influenced group that was involved in a recent rocket attack into Israel. It was the first deadly airstrike in Gaza since a truce was reached with Palestinian militants last November. The Israeli Prime Minister vowing they'll continue to hit those responsible for rocket fire. A number of rockets have been fired into Israel in recent weeks. Dave?
Emily, workers are going through the site near the World Trade Center where a plane piece was found last week. They're looking for the possibility of more human remains. It's also possible that that plane piece came from one of the hijacked airliners that took down the Twin Towers on 9/11 in 2001. And retired Pope Benedict moves into his retirement home in the Vatican Gardens this week. The Pontiff Emeritus has been living at the papal residence at Castel Gandolfo since he resigned in February. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Good morning to you again. 8:05 in the morning on this last day of April. It is April 30th. Currently 64 degrees from the downtown studios. It looks like our forecast says we're going to have about 82, reaching the highs today with we have a gusty day of 16 to 24 miles per hour of gusts at all the way to perhaps 33 miles per hour. So gusty winds. Weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, where you have our special Wells Fargo financial advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, on the phone. What's happening with the market minute?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 31 points at 14,787. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1591, and the NASDAQ is up 4 at 3311. Active stocks today include Sirius Radio up 15 cents at $3.22, and Bank of America down 8 cents at $12.30. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is up 3 cents at $11.25, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 7 cents at $48.28. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.65%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down 77 cents at $93.73. Gold is down 50 cents at $14.66.90, and silver is down 6 cents at $24.10. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy, and we'll be hearing from our Wells Fargo advisors here in the next hour. Right now, we're going to go back to Carl for the last few minutes of this segment. Carl is live down at Haven Humane with Mark Story, and they've been on tour about finding, looking through the new part of the facility. What's going on, Carl?
Yeah, well, I'm over in the clinic where we've been in the clinic before, and this is where they do the spaying and neutering and the work on the animals. They have a house cat here, or I guess it would be the clinic cat called Ruckus. And one of the things you don't do is pet the kitty.
Oh.
It obviously runs the place here, and it's much more aggressive than the pit bulls I'm seeing walking around. In fact, the pit bulls are walking away from the cat. We're here. This is where they do all the spaying and neutering. And I'm here with Dr. Sianna Browning. And we've talked to the doctor before. She's been on the show. But so what do you have planned for today, doctor?
Lots of spays and neuters today, and also just seeing a lot of patients.
Okay, when you say you're seeing patients here, one of the things that happened, one of the dogs that was on our show last week, his name was Regis, was a pit bull. And Regis gave a blood transfusion. Did you know about that? Giving blood to another dog.
My word.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, oftentimes we'll come into situations where we need blood from a dog, and it's nice because clearly we have a lot of animals here that we can use for that. And you know, we can use one of the in-house animals to save the life of another, and that's always a really cool thing.
And so Regis, who was on the show Friday, and that was adopted Saturday, was one of the dogs that gave blood to save the life of another dog, which is something I would never think about that you would have to do. Yeah, is that the same type of procedure, I guess, that you would use on humans?
Yeah, most definitely. And you know, in this case, we had a client-owned dog that came in, and the dog was really anemic. had a type of immune-mediated hemolytic anemia, and so his body was kind of destroying his own red blood cells, and so we were able to take the blood from Regis and give it to the other dog and,
wow.
and probably save his life.
Yeah, that's great. When you hear things, you don't think about things like that when you come out in Haven Humane, that people could come in and do that. I know you got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Browning, and we're going to talk about what she's going to do today and on a typical day right here when they in the clinic, when they start into their spays and neuters.
All right. All right. Take a break here. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday and Saturday, May 3rd and 4th. This year will be special. 2013 marks the 75th anniversary of the start of construction on Shasta Dam. And it's the city's 20-year anniversary. The Damboree kicks off with a Friday night car show and cruise. And on Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall. Watch the big parade and take part in a special afternoon at Claire Engle Park. Featuring music, vendors, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So pack up the family. It's Damboree time again.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partido. This is the Good News, and this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. How are you today? It's going to be a windy day. Temperature's up to around 82, and we do have gusty winds, so be careful. It is the 30th. It's the last day of the, can you believe it's the last beautiful day of April in our year 2013, and we begin May next, tomorrow. So I know personally, I want to start, figuring out how I can really get my body and all of myself into shape, especially coming up with May. It's my birthday month, but it just kind of seems to be, you know, really the time that you start looking at, oh my gosh, it's swimsuit season, it's all that, which leads me into one of our sponsors, and that's Orchard Nutrition. They feature an all in store deli and largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products. The North State's nutrition experts, Orchard Nutrition, located at 221 Locust Street in Reading, or you can give them a call at 244-9141. That's Orchard Nutrition. Let's go live. Carl Bott is Live, you hear all those dogs barking in the background. You're with
you
the
hear,
dog.
Can you hear the dogs barking?
I can hear the dogs barking. You're live with the dog.
I'm watching this cat kick everybody's butt around here. I mean, you reach down to pet the cat and whack, whack, whack. But, hey, I'm back with Dr. Sienna Browning. And, because I always pronounce her name wrong, it's Sienna Browning. And I'm gonna let her describe what the typical day is here when, cause we're getting ready to start your spays and neuter here in like about 15 minutes. So we're gonna take some of your time and just tell us what happens here.
So in a typical day, we get here at about 7 o'clock in the morning and we start, checking in patients. All of the patients are gonna receive a physical exam before, they're induced for surgery. And then probably about 8:30 or 9 after we get everybody checked in and any surgeries from the previous day checked, then we go ahead and start getting everybody ready for surgery. We are going to use an induction agent, which is an anesthetic, to knock them out basically and put them under anesthesia. And then we're going to use a gas after we intubate them or put a tube down through their trachea so that we can keep them under anesthesia during the procedure. We a lot of spay and neuter in the morning. A typical day we do maybe 25 or 30 surgeries and, we usually finish by about, 1 o'clock. And, then we take a nice lunch and then in the afternoon we see all low income appointments. So, by low income I mean you have to be a Medi-Cal or Medicare recipient in order to, bring your animal here for service.
Okay, doctor, you've got a team here too. And one time, and when Linda and I were here one day, you had just rescued a whole bunch of Pomeranians, a lot of Pomeranians. And you've got a team set up here and you've got two tables you can run at the same time. It's almost like I hate to use the term like assembly line, but it is, but it works so well. You've got four or five people. It's like a well choreographed, ballet of working here. So how long does it take you to train the people that work with you?
You know, I would say it probably takes us about 2 to 3 months to get everybody on board with the way that we do things because it is a lot different than a private practice. And, you know, we do much higher volume. And, you know, we have a certain way that we do things because we don't want anything to get missed because we want to be as organized as we can and everybody to get the same high-quality care.
Well, you know, Linda, if you remember when we were here that day that they had all the animals after they'd been operated on, were all laying down on this bed. And
like, yeah,
they
like,
were covered up with blankies.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. And
I was watching them the whole time.
Yeah. It's beautiful to see the care and the care and the intricacy of what happens, with the operations, with the care afterwards, the help, some of them volunteers, and it's like a well-oiled machine. And we don't really realize when we see a lot of our animals that are on the run, we call Haven Humane, you know, the dogs come in and, you know, we're always trying to find their homes, or a new home. But those dogs that haven't been spayed and neutered, you know, when they're coming in, they have like 35, I think the most, isn't the doc said the most, is 60 in a day?
I'm sorry, what?
Did the doc say the most that she's ever done is 60 in a day?
Let me go ask her, how many animals have you done in a day? What's the most, or the largest number you've ever done?
You know, I would say the largest number we've ever done of spays and neuters was probably, around the 65 number.
Yeah.
And, you know, we do see quite a few unusual cases. I think that, you know, most people think that, you know, when you open up an animal for a spay or neuter, it's very routine, and it usually is. But we do get some odd cases where they might be missing half of their reproductive tract or, you know, everything's just kind of not where it should be. So we do see some odd things in there sometimes, which makes it a little interesting.
Okay. Well,
you know, we're going to take I know you need to take a break. We come back and we'll talk to a couple other of the people. I think you've got a new veterinarian here. We want to introduce her and say hello to her. And then we're going to move on over to the, adoption center.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Dr. Browning, thank you so much for being with us today. Okay.
All right.
I'll let you take a break and I'm going to run down the next doctor.
All right, we're going to take a break. Carl's on a cell phone out at Haven Humane right now. He's going to be walking across to the brand new building, which I haven't seen yet. I'm excited. So we'll get like a mind's eye of what that looks like. And we'll be taking your calls later in the program today. I do have ticket giveaways for a couple things that, so stay tuned with us here on KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Mistake Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Welcome back. I'm Go Bob. It's 8:23 in the morning. Good morning. How are you? It's the 30th of April. Bob, Carl's not on the phone.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, he is. Okay, welcome back,
here,
Carl.
I'm here.
Well, I thought maybe you were walking between buildings.
No, nope, I'm still here. I'm still in the clinic because there is a new veterinarian out here at Haven Humane. Her name is Dr. Jen Arnell, and we're going to talk to her for a second. Dr. Arnell, you've been here just a short period of time. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here.
Hi there. So I'm actually a new veterinarian, a new graduate of June 2012 from the University of California, Davis, and I have been here at Haven for 2.5 months enjoying myself. I'm originally from Grass Valley, but I have a fiancé from the area, so we decided to settle here, and we were having a great time.
Well, welcome. How exciting. Grass Valley. I love that area. I was raised, for a portion of time in Pleasant Valley outside of Placerville, so Grass Valley, in Nevada City, that area is, I'm very familiar with. Beautiful area.
It is a beautiful area.
Well, now welcome to Redding, because this is also will remind you very much of that area, you and your husband. So what a nice addition to Haven Humane. What have you seen in 2.5 months? Where are you moving? What's happening for you?
Well, I've definitely increased my surgical skills. I think I estimated recently that in the 2.5 months I've probably completed about 700 or 800 surgeries. So that's far and beyond many of my classmates. I'd say that I have more surgeries logged than I'd say 95% of my classmates. So that's kind of enjoyable, and we've been able to really help the community with kind of performing these spays and neuters for everyone.
Well, so that, you know, that we, I just to hear the number, it's staggering to me that, and it shouldn't be shocking, but it is to think that we have this many, you know, of course, if you think about every house, every person, times an animal or whoever, especially if they haven't been spayed or neutered and they're out there breeding with each other, that the numbers become staggering. But just to hear you've been here for 2.5 months and have done that many procedures, that's a lot.
Exactly.
So, today, are you at the operating table today?
Yes, we will be. So we start surgery at 9 a.m.
All right. So I know you're prepping, and thank you so much. Nice to meet
you. You're welcome. You as well.
I tell you what, she's ready to go here. She's going to have probably, you're going to probably have, six times as many surgeries in a year than you would in 5 years, would you say?
Yes, I definitely would.
So it really, this really gets you up on the step. It's kind of like a lawyer in the military or even a surgeon that's out in the mass units that they're doing a lot of casework, doing it the correct way, but really, really getting a lot of time under the scalpel and time seeing a lot of animals and a lot of different animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, this is our newest veterinarian here at Haven Humane, Dr. Jen Arnell, and I'm happy to be here. And we're going to do, Linda, we're going to kind of wander on over to the adoption center now. So it's all back to you.
All right, sounds really great. Hey, I wanted to remind our listeners, and by the way, Carl's live out at Haven Humane right now, going to the visitors center. We have a couple things to make an announcements for. One of them is, okay, I've got a couple tickets here. I know this is weird. This is, you know, just hang with us. I'm going to bounce all over the place. I have tickets for Thursday, May 9th for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So give us a call here, 605-4567. You know how we feel the importance of filling the seats for theater. Give us a call for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof here, 605-4567. For the Riverfront Playhouse. That's going on this morning. We'll be taking your calls for that. Until they're gone, that's May 9th, 7:30 p.m. And then I also wanted to let you know that the City of Reading is going to be doing a flushing in the water mains. That's happening today in off of Hartnell Avenue, bordering the west from Sacramento River to the city limits. That's the they're flushing the water mains. In case you're like, what's that? Know that you heard it here. Tomorrow in the North Enterprise areas, all areas north of Hartnell, again, the City of Reading and the Water Utility Announcement, they are flushing the city water mains in the Enterprise and Cascade areas. Thursday, May 2nd is the Cascade areas, and Friday, May 3rd, there's going to be spot flushing in specific neighborhoods, and we'll be giving you more announcements when it comes to Friday, May 3rd. So let's take a break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back after these messages.
Actually, we are waiting for our Fox News at the bottom of the hour, about 2.5 minutes away.
I'm looking at a wrong time. Well, let's talk about where we're going today. At 11 o'clock today, we're going to be going for a media day, which is going to be fun because we'll have Channel 7, and we'll have, you know, Reading and Results and ourselves, and all the media outlets are going up to Anselmo's today to take them on a trail ride. Of course, this is sponsored by the Reading Rodeo Association, so everybody can see what's happening with the Reading Rodeo. We could all be in the same room and talk about what's going on, be involved with the horses, and go up there. And, you know, the Reading Rodeo this year is going to be something that we really, really want to get behind. There's been the fourth day that's been added. It's a big package. It's really amazing how so many times on the street we'll hear people that have never been to the rodeo. They don't really know much about the rodeo. They think that it's inhumane to have a rodeo. And we just want to educate people that come out to the rodeo, see how humane these people really are to their animals, how these animals are treated with respect and dignity, that it is family fun. It goes back for years and years and years. The Rodeo Association is growing this year. Have you ever been to the rodeo?
I practically grew up down there. Funny you should mention that about the PETA ilk who show up. I had a gentleman once tell me when I was a reporter that, it would be humane if you could somehow ask the horse for permission to ride it. And I said, when I was growing up, I had an old gelding who would bring me his bridle in his teeth and drop it at my feet. That pretty much indicated that he was ready to go for a ride.
You know? I love it. I love the interaction. It's amazing, you know, animals, they have a mysterious quality about them, dogs and cats and all different species. But I think that they just want to be loved and cared for. And so, you know, the rodeo, the people who really own their pets do that, their livestock as well.
My cats own me.
We're going to be right back. And on the end, Carl will be down at Haven Humane. We'll be back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
I've got to make sure I've got the facts.
President Obama says there's some evidence the Syrian government has used chemical weapons on its people, which he said he would not tolerate.
If we end up rushing to judgment without hard, effective evidence, then we can find ourselves in a position where we can't mobilize the international community to support what we do.
The president taking questions about Syria and other subjects at the White House. A three-day manhunt so far for whoever stabbed an 8-year-old girl to death in her home in Northern California. Her name is Layla Fowler.
Members of the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, California State Patrol, and the Calaveras County Probation Department have nearly completed, contacted, and in many cases searching all known registered sex offenders and parolees in the area where this crime took place.
Sergeant Chris Hewitt, the girl's brother, says the killer had long gray hair. Fox News, we report, you decide.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short. But there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to remind everybody that as a kerosene heater, we do take trade-ins. If you want to go with a new heater or a used heater, give Johnny a call. Kathy just got in a pallet of barbecue bottles and forklift tanks. With spring comes green grass, and we're selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters, lawnmowers, and blowers. We have log and shake for all the wooden decks and fences. So give Sherry a call or Bethy, and they'll walk you through it. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. If you want to order fuel or just pay online. We've done a little yard work in Corning to make it more truck friendly, so stop by and see Robin and say hello. With cool April nights just around the corner, stop in at the Redding plant and pick up some high-octane race fuel. We have lots of it. Northern Lights Energy for CFN and Fleet Pride. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. And thanks a lot.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging. Defining what's next.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. LIMS Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. It is 64 degrees. Looks like we're going to have gusty winds today, maybe up to 33 degrees. It's going to be 82. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. And we're going to be up there today for Media Day and a trail ride. Should be a lot of fun. See everybody and talk about the rodeo coming up. Nobody called in for those tickets yet, but we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR.
It's me again.
Oh, well, welcome. Bob didn't tell me. I'm waiting. We've got all these calls coming in, and I'm not sure who's who. So let's go back to Carl Live out at Haven Humane.
Okay, we're out of Haven Humane. We're in the Murphy Adoption, Morgan Adoption. Okay, I'll tell you why I said Murphy here in a couple minutes. But we're at the Morgan Adoption Center. I'm here with Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane. And, Mark, tell us a little bit about the Morgan Adoption Center.
Okay, the Morgan Adoption Center opened officially January 1st of this year. It's a state-of-the-art facility. We've got 72 dog kennels, and we've got 66 cat condos. We've also got a room that's got the small critters. We've got some rabbits and some guinea pigs and stuff here as well. We've got meeting rooms where people can come in and pick out a dog or a cat and spend some time with them. And it's very state-of-the-art. It's very nice, colorful inside and out. So come on down and check it out.
It's really a nice place, I tell you. It looks in here, and I'm over there. I'm in the rabbit and the guinea pig room. So if you're looking for rabbits or guinea pigs, we have them. And, of course, there is a white rat over there that is contemplating an escape route. In fact, is building something. I'm not sure what it's going to do to get him out of there. But
really?
So how many animals do you have here right now, Mark? Do you know, just on an average? Because I see a few cages that are empty, so maybe that we're adopting these out fast.
We've had some really good adoptions lately. We've also been sending some to rescues, which is great. So and a rescue is another agency that will come in and take them to their shelter and get them adopted out. So we normally have anywhere from 100 to 200 animals here. Right now we're probably sitting around 120 animals or so. But it fills up really fast.
Yeah. Now, there's getting ready to be a party here.
Absolutely, yeah. We're having our pity party. It's kind of our pity party, the sequel. During the month of May, any Pitbull or Pitbull mix is $20 for their adoption, and that includes the spay, neuter, the microchip, their vaccinations, everything. Along with that, anybody who has a Pitbull that wants to get them spayed and neutered so that we don't have a lot more Pitbulls coming in, the spay-neuter clinic is going to be offering 20% off any spays and neuters during the month of May on any Pitbull or Pitbull mixes.
You know, that's great because when you're adopting out, you've chosen a breed to get adopted, and we've seen as Friday Regis, who is also a life giver because he gave blood to another dog to save its life, and then has been adopted out. And the pity party is going to go for the whole month of May, and again, $20 for to adopt an animal. That's really a good price.
Yeah, and one thing we always say is whenever you rescue an animal or adopt an animal for our shelter, you're saving two lives because you save the life of the animal that you're adopting, and you also open up that kennel for somebody else that needs a home, so you save two lives whenever you adopt.
You know, Linda, what I'd like to do is probably go to a break early because I have with me Christina Murphy, who is the director of adoptions here at the Morgan Adoption Center, and she's got some few things that we need to talk about. Cinco de Cato and a bunch of other things that are going on. So if you want to take a break early so we have a little bit more time.
Let's do that. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community.
So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to KCNR. It is the 30th today, last day of the month. And we want to go live to the phones where Carl is at Haven Humane in the New Adoption Center. Carl, there's a name on the New Adoption Center. I'd like to hear more about that, but you have a special guest.
That's right. It's the Morgan Adoption Center here. And but my guest with me right now is the Director of Adoptions, Christina Murphy. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. So how long have you been working here at Haven Humane?
I've been here at 2 years. It's a wonderful place to work. I absolutely love it. It's fantastic.
So how do you like the Morgan Adoption Center? Is this a good place?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. Who wouldn't appreciate a nice brand new building?
So can you describe the process of somebody comes in, and we'll start with somebody that's dropping off an animal. Does that happen very often?
Oh yeah, all the time. It happens quite often.
And is it most of the time, is it because they just can't take care of them anymore?
Yes, we get a pretty wide variety of excuses that they can't. You know, sometimes they can't take care of them, or they're moving, family health issues. Some of them are that they don't want to train the dog.
It's become unruly, and they just want to.
Yeah, they just don't want to train.
Too much for them.
Yeah, it's just too much for them to handle, and so there's pretty wide variety.
Okay. So what happens then? Say you take in a dog and that somebody turns into you. What happens then with the dog? The physicals and all these?
Oh, yeah. They immediately go back to the kennel staff where they're going to do an initial exam on them to make sure that they're nice and healthy, give them their vaccinations. They will then go into a kennel in our intake building, and they will be placed there for their mandatory hold period to give the owners the chance to come in and claim their little lost dog. Once that is complete, then they will come up to the adoption center to be adopted.
Okay, now, at some point in there, somebody evaluates the dog, like who they could be with. Because I know every time Spencer brings in somebody that, you know, okay, we've evaluated the dog is for
for families with children above the age of 8 or 12. You know what I mean? So there's, you know, differences. So we do the evaluation for that.
That would be a few people here. They are all our animal regulations officers. The head would be Leanne Smith, and she's the captain of animal regulations. And so she's been doing it for many years. And so she's quite the pro at it.
And so they evaluate it and say, okay, this dog is safe for, you know, for this family, and then you advertise it that way.
Yes.
And then what happens? Okay, you bring, so then they come into the adoption center.
They come into the adoption center, and they wait for that perfect family to walk by their kennel and take them home. They'll walk in, see the dog, they'll come to us for information. Of course, we're going to ask them what ages are the children in their home. We're going to ask them about their lifestyle and see if this is the right dog for them. Obviously, somebody that's a mellow person would not want to take a really active dog. So we'll try to match them up with their perfect dog. They'll go into one of our visiting rooms and have a little play session. And if they just fall in love, then they can come to the front counter and do the application process.
Okay, when they come in, so you actually have a time where they meet the animal and they sit down with them and play with them to see if there is some kind of connection.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, a lot of people think I don't mean to be choking you up here.
No.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hey, a lot of people think it's just dogs of mixed breed in the, you know, to be adopted, but that's not true, is it? You'll have, I've seen here, not maybe, you know, full-blooded, Labrador retrievers, golden labs,
oh, yes.
you know, all types of animals here that are fully bred.
Oh yeah, we get purebreds in all the time. We still call them mixes just because we weren't there at conception, but, you can tell when a dog is kind of purebred. We get all age ranges and every breed you can think of.
Okay, so how many, and you've got about 120 animals here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Does that include the, rabbits?
Oh yes. We have lots of rabbits.
So that number could be 140 tomorrow then, right?
It could. It changes on a daily basis. So you never
all the
know.
Rabbits
we may get 40 or 50 animals in today, so you never know what's going to happen around here.
You know, Christina, you know, I'm not really into this touchy stuff, but how does it make you feel when you see, you can put a family together?
Oh, it feels wonderful.
With a dog or a cat or a rabbit.
It feels wonderful. It's very fulfilling. Not a lot of people can say when they come to work that they feel like they have a purpose and that at the end of each day they've fulfilled that purpose, and I can say that.
Well, you know, that's great. You know, it's kind of quantitatable too, but it must be also on the other hand tough.
It is tough. It is. It is, but the good always outweighs the bad.
Cinco de Cato.
What is Cinco de Cato?
Coming up.
Yes, Cinco de Cato. That is our current promotion. It's happening May 4th, one day only. It is going to be half off adoptions for kittens all the way up through adults. So if you're looking for that special kitty, please come down on the May 4th and get half price adoption.
Well,
you know, Linda, it's, you know, I've seen the, you know, we've never had a cat. And it probably won't happen because, our dog is jealous enough. I can't imagine having a cat and a dog, laying on my pillow. Wait a minute. Did I even say but?
No, but I'm saying but there, you know, there's a pet for everybody.
There's a pet for everybody. You know, right now, Mark's story is sitting, standing across. Mark's a big guy, you know, combat veteran and all this. He's holding this little bitty, I'm not even sure what kind of dog is that, Christina?
That's a Pomeranian. That's our office dog. Her name is Dory. She is very loved here by everyone at the staff, especially Mark. He's got quite the soft spot for her.
This is an adorable dog. It's got a little red, like a little red coat on, a little red, you know, and black and white coat.
So we know that, you know, that animals can be very healing as well. They are a therapy. In fact, there is a proven article out that especially with, people who maybe have lost a loved one, elderly, patients as well as people living on their own, that if they have a pet, it is a comfort to them, a pet to come home to, an animal to come home to. And cats are really good for this kind of situation because, you know, they are more apt to not need as much attention as a dog, but it's nice, you know, not somebody who's infirmed, but, you know, somebody who could be lonely to have that pet really, I think broadens their, brings out their, just brings out the world in a place that, you know, there's meaning to it, where perhaps their kids are gone, they don't have as much contact, and, there's really something to be said about that, that environment in itself, excuse me.
Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely fills a hole for them.
Hey, I know you have to take a break here. When we come back, we're gonna wrap it up here. We're gonna talk to Mark a little bit and then, head on back.
Alright.
And, cause there's a media day heading out, today at an Anselmo's for, getting ready for the Reading Rodeo out there and plus a bunch of other things heading
on. Alright.
Tomorrow we've got a lot.
Okay, let's take a break here. KCNR 1460.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Team Power and John Deere present Thoughts from the Yellow Seat.
With spring in the air, the chores are piling up. Picture this. You've repaired all the winter wind and rain damage to the property, leveled the ground, moved that gravel pile, and mowed the lawn. How did it all get done? And so fast? All thanks to Team Power, your local John Deere tractor and Land Pride attachment dealer. Get ready to hit the ground running this spring with a call to Team Power for all your parts and service needs. Don't own a Deere? Right now at Team Power, they're offering great deals and fantastic financing on compact utility tractors and easy-to-attach Land Pride implements. Take advantage of this great time to buy at Team Power, your one-stop tractor shop next to Phil's Propeller on Twin View Boulevard. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized John Deere, Kubota tractor, and Land Pride attachment dealer. 226-9226.
This has been another Thought from the Yellow Seat, brought to you by John Deere, Land Pride, and Team Power.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
It's Damboree time again in the city of Shasta Lake. Friday, May 3rd through Sunday, May 5th will be very special this year. 2013 is the city's 20-year anniversary and the 75th year since the start of construction on Shasta Dam. Events kick off with a Friday night car show and cruise and finish with Sunday's garden fair. Saturday morning, grab a pancake breakfast at the fire hall, watch the parade, and attend a special afternoon in Claire Engle Park featuring vendors, music, and free food to the first 800 attendees. So ready the family for three fun-filled days in the city of Shasta Lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
That's a Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, our last segment. Can you hear me okay?
That's right. This portion of the show is brought to you by State Granite. Where all of your kitchen needs and any kind of granite experts are there for you at 241-7866. The best way to go is Estate Granite. Carl, we're throwing it live to you and Mark Story out at Haven Humane. Closing thoughts, what's happening?
Well, we're over here, like I said, in the Morgan Adoption Center, and it's a beautiful facility. A lot of, a lot of people that care work here. That's the big thing, is that you see people that obviously love what they're doing and love these animals. And this little 15-year-old Pomeranian is trotting around here and can never be adopted out. So now she's the facility dog, and she's just having a great time here. Tomorrow we're gonna, you know what, speaking of animals, we're gonna have some of the animals from Turtle Bay on, and then we're gonna be talking politics, we're gonna be talking what's going on in our city, state, and the feds. In the Second Amendment, we're gonna be talking about sequestration, we're gonna be talking about how the military is being changed to match, the new society being more politically correct. But now I've got Mark's story here, and Mark, we were talking about a lot of these parties going on, but something else happens every month. You have another fundraiser.
We do. We have our second Tuesday every Tuesday, and our next one's coming up May 14th. It's at Duke's in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek. And this one does have to have a coupon, so you can get that at havenhumane.net, or you can stop in the Morgan Adoption Center, better yet, and come in and grab one from the front desk.
Mark, the final thoughts here. It's a big job here. You've taken on more from, picking up more cities and expanding out in Haven Humane. You've expanded the people you have here. You have the Morgan Adoption Center. Where do you see Haven Humane going?
That's a great question. You know, I think when Dr. Ray John left, he left me with a great team of people and a wonderful facility to work with. And like you said, the staff is dedicated to saving animals' lives, and I think that's where we're going. I think we can save more lives every year, and that's our goal, is to continue to improve upon it. And this is an ever-changing business, animal care, and everybody's ready to change, and everybody's ready to move forward with it and find ways where we can save more lives and get more dogs and cats, for that matter, and rabbits and guinea pigs into loving forever homes. And that's our goal, and we strive for it every day.
I think I don't think we can, really go on any further than that. That's a great goal that Mark and the people here at Haven Humane have, honey. I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'm going to be heading back.
Okay, we also wanted to do a couple announcements here that Sons of Italy Shasta Lodge, number 2453, is having a Relay for Life fundraiser. It's a breakfast on Sunday, May 5th. The tickets are $10, and it goes from 8:30 to 11:30. That is on Cedar. Contact John. Many of you know John with, of course, Sons of Italy. 605-1351. If you want to go, of course, you want to support the Relay for Life fundraiser.
Would that be the famous Johnny T?
Yes, it is Johnny T. Now, also on May 4th, there is a golf tournament I know that we're going to be involved with. There's a couple of them going on, but we're going to be doing the Order of the Purple Heart golf fundraiser with our good friends Mike and Bertha. And, of course, I just always hope that I can hit the ball and not be too embarrassed. But it's a lot of fun. There's also on that same day a Sons of Italy golf tournament, May 4th. We try to be community radio here, as you well can see, that Carl was out at Haven Humane. Very, very, very active in trying to see that in our community, what can we do to bring a voice, bring you inside, and all that good stuff. I still have tickets here to Riverfront Playhouse. We've had a couple calls. There's some left. That is for Thursday, May 9th. It's media night. You can get some really good seats here. We're giving them free. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, of course, that's Tennessee Williams, and you know how wonderful that was if you remember the movie. Big Daddy, and of course, Elizabeth Taylor at her hottest. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It was such a wonderfully acted film. I'm sure the play will be wonderful, as it always is with Riverfront Playhouse. Bob, are you planning on going?
Possibly. Actually, we've got two things coming up in the near. We're going to be going to go see Phantom, and we are also going to go see Fiddler. So our theater going card is pretty full right now. How amazing is it that here in Reading, which is still regarded by some of the uninformed as an absolute cultural wasteland, we've got these very high quality productions coming to town with some amazing talent, and I have to laugh when I hear people think of us as just, double wide central up here.
Double wide central. That's funny. Well, I'll tell you, I saw Fiddler on opening night, and I want to share with our listeners. I don't run Don't walk. Run to get, if there's any seats, if there are any seats left, this is a must see. I love to be pleasantly surprised, and I've said that time and again that if it ever, never got any better than opening night, it was fantastic. You have a 12-piece orchestra. My good friend Lou White, who plays clarinet, I didn't realize until I saw the play live how prominent the clarinet part is in the orchestral orchestrations of the theme that goes throughout the show. The acting is incredible. The stage directing is incredible. I know that, you know, everybody's exhausted because it's such an ambitious production, but so worth your time to go support it. Support your local theater. Of course, we do have Phantom. We're going as well. And join us tomorrow here on KCNR 1460. Bob, thanks for sitting in here. And Carl's been out live. We're going to be back tomorrow, and we'll see you then. Have a great day. My
ground. Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Could anything have prevented the Boston bombing?
When an event like this happens, we want to go back and we want to review every step that was taken. We want to leave no stone unturned.
But at a White House news conference just wrapped up a short time ago, President Obama said, based on what he's seen so far, the FBI and Homeland Security did what they're supposed to do after Russian information prompted a U.S. review of one bombing suspect in 2011.
But this is hard stuff.
The U.S. intelligence community is conducting an internal review on information sharing before the attacks. The president also facing questions over whistleblower claims about Benghazi. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The four State Department and CIA employees are prepared to detail the deadly Benghazi attack to Congress, but the attorney for one of the whistleblowers tells Fox News her client has been threatened by administration officials.
I'm not familiar with this notion that anybody's been blocked.